Hey, welcome back, everybody. My name is Essin Reza. This is Essin Reza's Real Estate Podcast. And today I have a returning guest on the show, Mr. Akbar Abbas from Invis. And he is a mortgage agent. And he's going to be giving us an update as to what's happening in the mortgage industry. So without further ado, Akbar, can we kind of get into the most recent economic updates that's happening this week?
Sounds great. Thanks again, Essin. And welcome, everyone, to another episode. So we wanted to take some time, being July and some recent economic updates that have come through. One of them was the rate hike that was announced yesterday, July 12th, 2017. And there's also some recent guideline changes on underwriting. So just wanted to read through some of the news that was announced yesterday. The Bank of Canada announced July 12th, 2017, that it is increasing the overnight rate by 25 basis points. And this is really due to two reasons. One, the economists widely expected this to happen. And number two, it was because of the potential that's been in the marketplace. Generally speaking, there's been a lot of confidence in business, and they deem that overall this outlook being so great, the bank deems that there's some withdrawal of the monetary policy and the stimulus in the economy was warranted relative. So in plain English, what that means is that we're doing really well. Okay. The economy's growing, people are making money, and the stimulus and the assistance that the government was providing all of us, they're starting to pull some of that back slowly.
Okay. So, I mean, how does it impact the average consumer in today's market who's going to be seeing this rate? And, you know, the first thing you think of is, okay, wow, you know, rates are going up, but really it's still not that expensive. So how does it impact the average consumer?
Right. Great question, because from that impact perspective, it's not 25% the rates are going up. It's 25 basis points, so a quarter of a percent. In layman's term, currently the prime rate, it was 2.7. That goes up to about 2.95. So this really affects folks who have home equity line of credits, who are in a variable rate mortgage. Folks who are in a fixed rate mortgage, this wouldn't really impact them. From a dollar and cents perspective, just as a recent example, one of my clients that we did a recent transaction for, his mortgage was in the $560,000 range. On a 30-year amortization, his payment went up about $82 a month. So,
okay. So
for, on an annual basis, the impact isn't tremendous.
Yeah.
You're talking about another $1,000 a year. Again, if you had a $500,000 mortgage, you're probably in the $2,800 range.
Yeah.
An extra $80 a month is not going to break the bank.
Okay, yeah. It doesn't break the bank. It's kind of like the real estate industry where, you know, I have people coming up to me and saying, well, you know, with what's happened in the market, you know, mm-hmm. the value of my house went down by $50,000.
Right.
But I go back and say, well, in the last 5 years, you still have made 15% in equity.
Right.
So yeah, you lost 5%, but did you ever imagine you would make 15%? No,
50%.
Right? So I think we got to educate those buyers and sellers that, you know, it's not as bad as it looks.
Right.
And that there's still potential. So thanks for clarifying that. Now, from the last time we spoke, mm-hmm. you know, how has your business changed?
That's a great question. So last time we spoke, and maybe last year in 2016 and 2017, a lot of the business that we were working on was refinance of mortgages, folks pulling equity out of their house for renovations, for upgrades, to invest in other properties. So that business has slowed down a little bit, and now there's been a shift towards purchases. That's where we're seeing a lot more purchases, 3-4 of those a week. This being a good time, if you are a buyer, whether it's for investment or cottage properties or vacation properties, or even just for your home, if you are on the fence or you're renting, great time to buy. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I think it's a great time. And not only just to buy, like if you're thinking of selling and upsizing as well, that's the point I want to make. A lot of people don't realize is that, you know, if you have a townhouse, for example, right, and you want to move into, let's say, a 2,500 square foot detached home, you know, this is a great time because you won't have to fight other buyers to get that detached home.
Right.
Actually, you might get that home a lot cheaper. So yeah, you might not sell your townhome at the value you like, but at the same time, you're not paying premium for the home you're going into.
Right.
So the net result is actually the same.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a buyer looking to upsize or an investor, like you said, it's really a great time right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Great point.
Now, looking at these rates, what I'm seeing a lot on TV and, you know, seeing other ads, you know, there's a lot of promotions going on in the banks, mm-hmm. right? What is, you know, the criteria for these rates and these deals?
Yeah, so there are a lot of the ads you see from TD Bank or Scotiabank are teaser rates that they provide. the teaser rates have conditions with them. Primarily, and what I commonly see is that they are looking for folks who have perfect credit, a Beacon score of 700 or more. We're also looking for 2 years worth of, you know, certified notice of assessment, 3 pay stubs, a job letter, like fully verifiable income. That in conjunction with perfect credit, for the most part, with low to no debt and a substantial down payment, that's what's not written in the fine prints, is that they're looking for you to put 20, 25, 30, 35% down payment for that 1.99 rate.
Yes.
And that's also typically a fixed, a 2-year term. So if that's what you're looking for, absolutely, I can assist you, the bank can assist you, those deals are there.
Yeah.
But if you're self-employed, or you don't have your taxes up to date, or you have foreign income, or you don't have enough down payment, those offers are not applicable typically to you.
Got it. Okay, thanks so much, Akbar. Really appreciate your input as always, and I'd love to have you back in the future again.
Yeah.
And if we want to get in touch with you for your services, what's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, you can always call the office, 905-554-4332, or you can email me at akbar@akbarabbas.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.
All right, take care.